Happy May Day, News Talk 590 KUGN. I am shoving news aside because we have a special guest. I want to take care and get every minute in that I can. Look at that smiling face, John Rees. What's up? Wednesday here on News Talk 590 KUGN. Can you give me your best what's up?
What's up, Eugene?
What's up? There we go. Thank you for coming in.
You bet. Happy to be here.
Did you wake up with that smile?
I did. Every morning.
And I just learned a startling piece of information. You do not drink coffee.
That's right, but I'm a diehard tea fan.
Real quick, short story. How did that come about? You did drink coffee at one point.
Never have drank coffee. Never acquired the taste for it. Tried it years and years ago at a Starbucks in the Seattle airport. Thought I'd give it a try and decided after two sips wasn't my thing, so I've stuck with English breakfast tea mostly.
No kidding. You do realize tea, Starbucks, coffee, Seattle. You got that. Appreciate you coming by. We got lots to talk about, so we're going to do this in a couple of segments here. First off, let's talk budget.
You bet.
Okay, so what jumps out at you? Biggest challenge in the what are we getting right, and maybe where some of the challenge spots are.
Yeah, I appreciate you asking about the budget. We're right in the middle of the budget season. Every year, I put together a budget and present it to our budget committee and to the city council. And this year, happy to report, our budget's stable. What that means is we're not looking to make any cuts, fill any gaps, and that's always a real positive for us. But we continue to make some really strategic investments also in the community. Our principles for the last 11 years have been when we're putting together our budgets, is we want to maintain services in the community. People rely on all the things that we provide. We also want to ensure that we're including employee satisfaction. For what that means for us is not laying off employees. And then lastly, we want to be fiscally sound and be really good stewards of the financial resources that people invest with us. And so we live within our means, we invest strategically, and we maintain a comfortable and reasonable savings account.
This is probably an impossible question, but what do you hear from when you have your community get-togethers and whatnot, public hearings and whatnot? What are some of the challenges that you're hearing that maybe surprises you a little bit, or is there anything out there that's popping up?
I don't know so much as a surprise. There's a couple things that are really important on the front of people's minds right now. Of course, homelessness is a huge challenge for us, and we're doing a lot to try to address it. Some of the listeners might remember we partnered with the county a couple years ago on Operation 365, which was our effort to move 365 homeless veterans into shelter. And happy to report, we didn't get 365. We actually got 404.
Wow.
And that effort has continued in a great partnership. And since that time in 2016, almost another 500 veterans have come off the street in our community. And so that's a great story. But even with that, there's still a lot of need in homelessness. So we hear about that. Housing affordability is a significant issue in our community. And so we will strategically invest in additional resources to try to move both of those forward. Another piece that I hear about is, we have over 50% of our children in our schools that don't read at grade level.
Right.
And what that means is that there's a direct correlation between reading at third grade, graduation rates, and for some of those students, their impact in the community on the public health and public safety systems and their competitiveness to contribute to our economic prosperity. So one of the strategic investments that we're making in this budget is putting some dollars into early literacy, which is a little bit of a stretch for us, but we want to partner with the Bethel School District and try to figure out some programs that can really help with that early literacy.
So not knowing if you're a Jeopardy fan or not, but James Holzhauser, who is a 19 straight game winner, he made most of his knowledge available by reading children's literature books at the library.
Wow.
You might be onto something.
Yeah, it might be. I've actually watched him a couple of times in this streak, and it's pretty amazing how he goes about doing that.
And I love the fact that he credits the way that children's mm-hmm. books are written, and it helped him as far as retention goes.
Yeah. If we can continue to do more of that and really ensure that all of our youth read by third grade, it would make a huge impact, not only in their lives and their family lives, but in this community as well.
Really appreciate you coming by. You can hang out for a little bit?
I can.
Excellent. That's a What's Up early edition Wednesday here on News Talk 590 KUGN. Part two, What's Up Wednesday. City Manager John Reese in the house, and thanks again for hanging out.
You bet.
So you said you've been on the job, it feels like forever. You were joking,
yeah,
right?
I was joking. It's been 11 years last month. It's been a great ride.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. A lot of growth, a lot of positives over those 11. Do you think sometimes, what about the next 11? You ever think about that?
Yeah, this is a great time to be in Eugene, I think, for whoever you are and wherever you happen to be. If we think about the riverfront redevelopment that's underway, the construction is actually happening. There's some demolition even as we speak, which is fabulous. The steam plant, the historic steam plant, is going to be renovated. That's going to be an icon destination for this community that... we haven't seen. In fact, yesterday I had an opportunity to go up on the roof of the steam plant. It's a beautiful view.
I bet.
It's not ready for prime time yet, but it'll get there. It's a great project. We have the Fifth Street Market project that's underway, which is a great investment in the downtown. And so it's a great time to be here.
So we talked about all the building that's going on. It seems like all at the same time. Are we going to run out of property? And if that's the case, we got to go this way. We got to go up.
Yeah, I think for us, when we think about the downtown, it's the place where, just from a values or a property tax value, it's the highest in any place in the community. So we want to continue to encourage downtown. It's our common place for all of us. It's where we all intersect. And you're right, as we continue to develop, we're going to have to continue to go up. One of the challenges that we have is parking. As we get more and more people.
I was going to avoid that altogether, but since you brought it up.
Yeah. You know, I've been in this business for almost 30 years, and parking has never been perfectly solved in any community that I know
sure.
of.
Sure. No, but, I get that.
But we do a pretty good job of it here. But one of the challenges we have is with the development and the continued people living and working downtown is just parking and the ability to park. We're very supportive of trying to find that. We're in the midst of doing some strategic plans and master planning for the entire downtown, but it's a significant issue as well.
The biggest challenge is balance, isn't it?
It is a balance. Yeah, we want to balance that growth. We want to balance prosperity and opportunity for folks. But we also know that along with that brings other challenges.
Yes.
Housing affordability is one of those that we need to keep working on. There's concerns about gentrification, particularly in the near neighborhoods to downtown. And so we're very conscious about that and thinking about how do we ensure that those kinds of things don't happen. So you're right. It's a balance. And it's really trying to intersect planning with development, with prosperity. And all of those pieces need to come together.
So real quick, spin back to a public safety. We're just chatting about the plate being full. Not only is the plate full, but the table. There's very little space on the table for officers, and that's why all this additional money for public safety really comes at a good time.
Yeah, we talk about community safety really as police and fire and municipal court, but there's a statistic that Police Chief Chris Skinner talks about is that the best practice is that an officer has 15 to 20 minutes of undedicated time during their shifts. And what that means is it's time in which they can proactively police, problem solve police, community police. And our officers right now are averaging 4 minutes per hour. And what that means is they're just constantly going from call to call. And so the place where you can really make a difference in response time, make a difference in neighborhood public safety, make a difference in homelessness and all of those kinds of things is to increase the amount of time that officers have that is considered discretionary or non-committed time. And right now, the council is very active in this conversation, taking a look at how do we increase like the capacity of our police and our fire service as well as the support service with 911 operators and municipal court and all of those kinds of things. Very urgent, very timely conversation.
So I don't want to stir up the pot, but can I ask, now that this land swap stuff is behind us now, has the county pretty much kissed and made up with the city? is everybody good?
You know, the city and county, this is another real positive moment for us. The city and county are in partnership in new and very positive ways. I think the land swap was one of those that went very well. Mm-hmm. But when we talk about homelessness, the city and county are partnering on any numbers of initiatives in very good ways. So that's great to see. Steve Mokrzycki, the chief administrative officer, and I get along really well. We have common visions. We have good elected officials, and we're moving together in a lot of ways.
Great to hear, because homelessness is not just a city issue. It's a county issue. It's an everywhere issue.
It's an everywhere issue. I think if you just take a look around the country and on the West Coast, we're not alone in trying to both ensure accountability and compassion and caring. And it's a tough intersection to be in. But we have a lot of people that are working hard at it.
City Manager John Reese, thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciate it. Will you come back again?
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't be a stranger, please. Don't let today scare you off.
I won't. I appreciate it, Dennis. Thank you for the invite.
Absolutely. And the welcome mat's always out for you. It's What's Up Wednesday here on KUGN.